Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Well, Sandown in Melbourne on Saturday. Charlie Appleby still in town with his travelling foreman, Chris Connett. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Andrew. How are we?
Good, mate. How did Cross Counter come through?
He's come out of his race really well, Andrew. He's fresh as paint at the moment, so very happy with him.
Yeah, gee, for a moment there, I know he has got a fair way back, but gee, he came through him like he was just going to burst on the scene in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I did get got a little tingle of excitement going, but no, he ran a huge race. He got a little further back than we really wanted to, and then with that weight, just kind of nullified that turn of foot that he has. But no, he ran a huge race and he did everybody proud.
He did. He goes to Dubai now as normal as what happened last year. I thought you'd gone home, but you've got two runners there at Sandown. DeBay is the first one that we'll look at here that we saw back here in Sydney in the all-aged earlier in the year.
He's going to run in the Kevin Hesselman there. He's had a nice break since that run in the all-age. And we're hopeful that he'll turn up and run a big race for us.
Did he go back to the UK?
Yes, he did. He travelled back from Sydney and unfortunately he didn't have the greatest trip back. So he was given a nice bit of time when he got back to England with the idea of coming back down to Melbourne for the Spring Carnival.
And has this been a race that Charlie's always had in mind or were you looking at something else?
No, I believe this is what Charlie's pinpointed as a good place to start him back off this year and then before heading out to Dubai for the rest of the winter.
And has he pleased you with everything you've done at Werribee?
Yeah, he travelled down well and he settled into Werribee really well. And Martin, his rider, has been very happy the way he's been training.
And at this trip, 1,300 metres, with James Doyle spending some time in the Oz. We saw him here in Sydney last weekend. But where do you see a horse like him?
I thought that from where we were drawn, he'll probably take a sit. He likes to get a lead, and with Homer Brave in the race, I'm sure they're going to go a nice solid pace.
Yeah, that's the one key, as we've told our listeners a couple of times. Homer the Brave is running in this race, so it takes a bit of pace out of our race up here, the Hunter, but it certainly helps your race.
Yeah, definitely. Like with our British horses, we the run styles are normally we like solid paces, and with Home of the Brave in there, you'd like to think we'll get that.
Yep. What about the other one, Setting Sail, that's favourite at this stage? Tell us a little bit about this 5-year-old.
He's a lightly raced horse for a 5-year-old. Unfortunately, he missed most of last year. But he's ran 7 times this year in the UK, all in high-grade kind of handicaps. He's not been out of the first 4 in those 7 races and winning 3 of them. So he's the kind of horse that's borderline listed group 3 type horse, we'd like to think. And Charlie's kind of pinpointed this race as somewhere that we can hopefully get that on the board for him.
And with a race of this trip around 1,800 metres, what's his normal racing pattern?
He's just off the pace. You wouldn't want him to get too far back, but he's fairly versatile. But you'd have thought he'll be just off the pace.
And it's good that James has stuck around for these rides because he knows both of these.
It's great to have James down here. I think he's had a successful enough time. I see he rode a winner or two up there in Sydney at the weekend, so that's good. And he's a great jockey to have on board.
And I note this horse, Setting Sail, was the one that Kieran McAvoy enjoyed some time on back in the middle part of the year.
Yeah, he had a sit on there and got along well with the horse. You know, he's ultra consistent. But with James being down here and one of our retained jockeys back in Europe, it makes sense for James to be riding them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they both sound like, mate, they're capable of producing. These have been races you've had in mind.
Very much so. I think from the get-go, obviously we brought horses down for the Melbourne Cup, and then Charlie likes to bring a couple of extra guys on the raiding party, and he pinpointed these races, so we'd like to think they'll have big chances.
Well, mate, good luck. I hope they both run well. Sounds like you've done as good a job as you can, and we look forward to seeing them. Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries. Thank you very much, Andrew.